This is Harry Murray at Murray's Flash Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We'll do our podcasts now for the month of November, both on the trout and the bass, what we are experiencing now, and what I anticipate to be going on for the rest of the month. Okay, let's talk trout first. Now, of course, the brook trout are still spawning, so we're not fishing those. However, the stock trout are feeding exceptionally well on the blue-winged molly mayflies. This is about 16, 18 blue-winged olive, and they are very thick on many of our streams, Big Stony and especially, and on Passage Creek. Now, the olives tend to like overcast day, maybe drizzly day, light snow, that kind of thing. They can be on throughout the entire day. One of the streams I fish, they usually get started about 1 o'clock and they're on till 3 or 4. However, I just fished a couple streams and they were on all day long. In fact, we just got back from out in Colorado and this was the hot fly. The fly I use to match this little blue-winged olive mayfly is the Mr. Rapidan Parachute in a 16 or 18, and I fish that on 6X. I usually look for rising fish and go one-on-one with these fish. I just enjoy that more. Now, they're not on every day, but let's talk about the days that they are on. When I see a rise form, I go to that fly, the Mr. Rapidan, on 6X, make a slack line cast so my fly falls, say, about 2 to 3 feet upstream of him and drifts to him on his current. You'll take a lot of these fish if you get a natural drift. Now, you got to be a little careful. The water level can be a little tricky. Right now, we've got real good water levels. But if the water gets low and spooky, you're going to have to approach them very carefully. Maybe go up and across stream with a slack line cast, with a puddle cast, lazy S cast, whatever it takes to get a natural drift to them. And that is a fun game, and that will be going on all through November. It really is a great hatch, and it's one of my favorites. Okay, let's talk about what happens here if you're not going to have the little olives on the water. Probably an effective technique is to go in there with a nymph and maybe throw a dropper behind it with a second nymph on it, or you could use a streamer with a dropper behind it. One combination I especially like is to fish the Murray's Dark Stonefly nymph on about a size 12 on the 4X leader, and then come off the rear end of that with the Murray's Caddis Larva with about a 2 foot mono dropper there, and that fly in at 14 is very effective. Depending on the water level that you're fishing, you could fish that upstream dead drift, or upstream with a slight twitching lift, or if you're fishing a larger stream, such as the Jackson, the Bull Pasture, Big Stony, you can work that down and across below the riffles with a very slight twitching action. Sometimes they'll hit the one nymph, and sometimes they'll pass that up and go for that caddis larva. But that is an exceptionally effective technique. Bright sunny days, be sure and fish that back under the undercut banks. A lot of the bigger fish are going to seek out that undercut bank rather than the bright sunny part of the stream. Okay, let's look at what's going on the smallmouth. Last month I told you about how I enjoy fishing the strength in the deep cuts between the river crossing ledges. Remember, a lot of the bass, especially the bigger ones, move away from the shallow part of the river, move into those deep cuts. The South Fork of the Shenandoah, especially down around Beeler's, Foster's, down through there, lots of those ledges go across the river, maybe 100 to 200 feet downstream from the one above, and those bass actually are almost locked into those places. They can move, but a lot of times they don't want to move. And I go in and fish that the shrimp upstream, dead drift through there, maybe give it just a little lifting action, and cover that. The second place that I find effective this time of the year, smallmouth in the river now I'm talking about, is in the back eddies. These back eddies form below the riffle on the slow side of the river. And it's just a great big lazy Susan. Sometimes these back eddies may only be 10 feet in diameter. I fish one right here on the North Fork. It's probably 50 feet in diameter. The depth can range from, 3 feet up to 6 or 7 feet. And those bass lock in there for two reasons now. The current is very moderate back in those back eddies. And there is a lot of food back in there. So I fish those. Sometime I'm wading the river. Sometime I'm floating the river. But what I want to do is cover every square foot back in there and give any bass a chance to see it. Some of the most effective flies I use in these back eddies are the Murray's Magnum Bluegill, the Murray's Magnum Creek Chub, and the Murray's Magnum Darter. If the water is, we'll say, 6 to 7, 8 feet deep, I will go to a sinking tip line and just crawl those guys right across the stream bottom. You want to get it right in front of the bass. You want to make it easy for him to catch. And when he hits it, you set the hook firmly with the line hand and the rod. Don't ever assume you're bumping the bottom. If you bump something, you sock it to him and hope it's the bass instead of the bottom. But these big back eddies right now are a very effective place to fish, and they will be effective for the next month or two. If you have any questions on any of that, just ring me at the fly shop here in Edinburgh at 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.